KSKFM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Czar House.
Oh, God.
Welcome. Okay, well. 9.1.
Yep.
The prince of put down. Here he is, Hank the Butcher Bum Romero.
Hey, you bums.
Here you bum.
Okay, I'm not even going to waste my time on I told you so's. Embarrassing, pathetic, abusive. Yes, abusive. To the hardworking people of this city who spend their hard-earned dollars.
The bums lost.
And for what? Okay. For a bunch of overpaid, underachieving, spoiled losers? Michael from Glencoe, am I right or am I right?
Talk fast, you lousy bum. Michael from Glencoe, am I right? Am I right?
How many times did I tell you geniuses to
turn down your radio?
Oh, my.
There we go.
We're going somewhere with this. Just give us a second.
You're on with the bum.
Hey, can you believe Dion Bailey did it again? My man hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game.
Actually, bum, I'm feeling kind of blue.
Well, then change your shirt, Paul. Does anybody out there want to talk sports?
Oh.
Oh, okay. Bum.
I'm sorry. Paul, if you're still listening, call
okay.
back.
Okay, right, okay.
You can tell me all about your blues, and I can tell you all about mine.
All right. Tell me all about your blues.
Let me bring our national audience and even our local audience
yes.
here in Washington, D.C. up to date about what we're talking about.
Yes, because it's very fresh and people may not be, everybody might not be aware yet.
There's a sister station of ours, a heritage radio station, as they call it in the business. Progressive, well, used to be progressive, ended up being just a box of records like every other station. But nonetheless, a heritage radio station, WHFS.
Right.
Which it still had a reputation of being cutting edge and avant-garde.
And in the day.
Yeah, I'm talking
back,
about.
Back in the day. It
way
really,
back.
It really was.
It was.
It was what people listened to hear what was new.
And what the company has done is now here in Washington, and the station also, I think, gets to Baltimore. They fired everybody. They blew up all the records, and they went Spanish today.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Transmitiendo desde la ciudad capital de América. Esta es tu nueva radio. 99.1 FM.
That's it. We got that from their new format.
That's literally an excerpt from the new station.
And I'm driving down the road today because I had a clue that this is going to happen. Listening to this. Now, I never listened to the other station anyway, but and nobody did,
no
which, is why,
did.
Which is why they ended up doing this. It's a shock to the system.
Sure. It is. It's a very, very big story here in Washington.
That a legendary station is, as you listen, gone to the other side.
Yes.
There we go. As American-speaking Americans, we've done it again.
Yes.
We lost another one.
Transmitiendo desde la ciudad capital de América. Esta es tu nueva radio. 99.1 FM.
And all I can tell you is I listened to it for about 30 minutes. And it's like if you've ever been in Cancun and you turned on the radio.
Actually, it's more like Miami.
Yeah.
You can hear about 20 stations like that in Miami.
Or New York. Or California. Mm-hmm. And listen, that's That's another show. That's another story. That's my vision for the wall that's never going to happen.
No. When we were in New York, when we were doing middays, I used to listen every single morning to the Dominican morning show that they had on there. And I didn't know what they were saying, but they were hysterical.
So the point here is that we're going to take a moment briefly now with this, and then we'll continue with the show. And maybe, I don't know how many of these calls we're going to have to make. We're going to call on behalf of terrestrial radio. I did a little sermon yesterday about how radio, the radio business we work for, is overreacting to satellite radio. It's the next big thing. Listen, it'll come, it'll survive. Radio will survive. We need new ideas in radio. I think going Spanish, not the best idea. So we're going to call sister station WHFS.
Oh, good, good. Welcome them. See if anybody's left over there.
See if anybody speaks the language. See what's happening.
I hope they answer.
Oh, good. I was worried we didn't have a connection.
It's ringing, in fact.
Good.
To whatever it is, 99.1, whatever they call it now. This is a big deal.
Hola.
Hello.
Yes, who is this?
Is this WHFS?
Yes, this is WHFS.
Is this the bum?
You know, maybe put the uno.
Is this the bum?
Yeah, this is George Lopez.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, George, it's Don and Mike.
Hey! Give me a break! How are you guys? Boy, I've missed you. We're working very busy over here. Lots of busyness with the new format. And I'd like to say we are so excited, mijo. Oh, man. New format, you lousy bum. Mijo, this is a great day. And I would like to say thank you to everybody who made it happen, especially Mr. Hughes.
Let's not forget that the man behind all of this is our boss. He's one of these idiot market managers, which means he has the chance to ruin 5 radio stations at once instead of just one.
Now, bite your tongue. Come on now. What are you doing? Jump on board. This is great. This is the first Latino station that we have in the nation's capital. Senor Hughes is mucho smarto. I'm very happy to be part of this. And, Don?
Yes, yes, George.
For everybody that was working here, if they want to call me, talk about their blues, they can do that. I'd really like to hear from them. It'd be a good chance to talk. I can talk to them.
They're very busy.
All right,
Hey, what the hell was that, George?
That's our ID. That's our station ID.
Ah.
We are playing that every hour so that you can understand what we are doing. Boy, am I excited, Milo. I will send you a Don Pablo gift certificate, Don.
Now,
and listen, if you ever get tired over there,
now, what are you going
to
do?
You want to call me and talk about your booze?
What are you going to do with that stack, that old stack of Linkin Park and Green Day records?
I have no idea what these records are. What is this? I'm looking at this. Who are the Wallflowers? I don't understand. This is stuff. I think if I listen to it too long, it will give me the blues.
Man, this is great. How about our friends? They used to work here. They left here for Greener Pastures, that station. What about the Junkies?
I will be sending them all REM CDs. Because I tell you, we have a big stack of them here.
That's great, really.
It's very, very sad. I tell you, I know there are a lot of long faces, but that is the way life works. Just like mi madre said, you know, that's the way. Today is another day. You will go on and you will breathe the air, and you will have a good day.
How are your ratings, incidentally?
It's incredible, mijo. You should see in the last hour, our ratings have quadrupled. I cannot believe this. This is, the people are clamoring for this type of music. I tell you, the music is so good. Hold on a second. I have to talk to my program director.
Okay.
And I'm about to say, kind of going to bueno. The ratings have tripled since this call.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're blown away, man. The bum is excited.
We'll call you later.
All right, check out my morning show, The Bum. On November 8th, they put the uno. All right, Don, great talking to you.
Bye, George.
And for all those other people, chase away your blues.
They got a big name then to do morning.
So you should see these.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on Sports Radio WCA.
These numbers can't be right. I lose half my audience in 3 days.
Well, you did. The suits won't stick with sports if the hitman owns drive time.
The suits.
So here's the deal, Hank. Either you go back to your nasty old self, you're going to midnights. What's it going to be?
I tell you what, Jack. We're going to start a concession stand today.
Oh, midnights, Hank. Midnights.
It's midnights, Hank. You bum.
The bum.
Sorry.
Sorry, too.
I'm going over to that radio station,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to set up a little stand, right, with Michael Hughes voodoo dolls.
Wow.
And I guarantee you there's going to be DJs, engineers, salespeople. Although most of them, I would imagine, in a situation like that, will roll over with the new format until they find a job somewhere else,
well,
right?
Behind the scenes people, yeah. It's the, who knows what the deal is with the on-air people. You never know. Sometimes they make arrangements for those people. Sometimes they don't. This is very sudden.
That would be a nightmare for you, boy. Can you imagine that one day you come into work and you have to, there's some Spanish-speaking dude who's your superior?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine that?
You don't speak the language?
No.
How are you, Rob? Give me some coffee.
But we can look forward to Santana at the HFS Bowl.
Yeah, there's a lot about that we can talk about. But it's the sad goodbye to a radio station that the company has just used like a bad commode for the last I don't know how many years.
And in their day, they were really wouldn't you have to say one of a kind for a while there?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They were.
Well,
you want to talk about alternative? They really were alternative.
You got to go back to when they were 102.3.
Yeah, right.
I mean, before they made the dial position change, and when Surf was not quite as orange, and Weasel was Weaselly, and all that other stuff.
Sure.
So anyway, they're gone, but we'll be getting those updates throughout the show, I'm sure.
We'll find out exactly what's going on. I'm checking in periodically with the bum. Good.
If we call over there.
They're lucky to have him. The bum, who is the morning man / program director. He said he was talking to his he's the program
and
director.
And, for being the worst run broadcast company in the world, which Viacom, Infinity, whatever this is, whatever the name of the company is, we are. We're the worst run company in the world. They can't keep a secret to save their lives. I have to say this. Unless they bribed everyone that worked at that radio station, they did a good job of keeping this one a secret.
They sure did.
And,
or blackmailed.
The heartfelt, whatever you want to say at this point, to all those people that called in today and thought they were just going to get yelled at because the station sucks, and then they got fired, I would just want to say, I have empathy for you. I've been in that situation before. Godspeed, and also, there are no openings currently at this radio station. So, good luck to you.
Oh, que pesado. Just incredible.
That's hard. Yeah. There's got to be a lot of people that, what time is it now? 3:12 East Coast time?
Right.
There's a lot of people who are seriously bombed right now.
Or will be surprised when they turn on their radios this evening.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No. And who was that? They had a chick, the hot radio chick that was the program director, supposed to be the next brainchild, came out from K-Rock in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's right. I remember reading about that.
I heard all this stuff. Part of the hype about this girl was, she's like half as smart as a man. So be careful. She's half as smart as a man. She might be, she almost did it. Like Annika Sorensen, you almost did it.
Almost made it.
You almost got it done. Well, see.
So our best wishes, seriously, to everybody that might have been screwed by this, and I hope everybody, lands on their feet.
We've been there.
Yeah. That's too bad. And the sad part is that it's for the company. It's probably a good move. The radio station will be highly rated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bottom line, that's the reality of these markets right now. And seriously, when I listened to it, I did feel like I was in Miami, Florida, because I enjoy those stations in Miami. They're fun to listen to just with all the programming elements. And I sit there like a dog with my head cocked to one side.
the Johnny Patriot in me starts to come out. It's one thing when I travel below the Mason-Dixon line.
When when you go on these fields, I wish there was like a little chroma key in back of you with the American flag waving in the breeze.
I'll tolerate it if I go to South Florida.
Yes.
If I visit the great Lone Star State of Texas.
Yes.
I've been to San Diego. It's lovely.
You territory, before, it's in New York City, Don.
I know. We've only got a few safe spots left. I'm talking about, Puget Sound, Washington.
Oh, my.
You might be surprised. I know. See?
You never know.
I know.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, speak the language. Good luck. And I guess we're hiring. So is that the rumor that we're all hearing now, is that they're going to can O'Reilly on the station in the middle of the day?
That's a great rumor.
To bring the junkies over?
That's a good... Well, you know what?
Let's spread that.
If that's the rumor, I like that rumor.
Yeah.
Now
I like that fact if it turns into a fact.
Ain't nobody told me nothing.
Right.
On the record.
Everybody's talking.
I was lucky enough to find out about this a couple minutes before it happened, so I could be like, because I can't pick the radio station up at my house.
Right, right.
So I had to go sit in my driveway to hear this momentous change of this legendary radio station from what it was to what it is now.
Well, you know, as far as Washington, D.C. is concerned, and people within, in and outside of the business, people are... This is a big one. This is a very, very big, big radio
historic occasion. Yeah.
Well, you know, the station sucked, though. I mean, let's not get that sentimental about it.
No, it's just that it was, as you said, at one time a legendary station.
I'm not sentimental about it.
I just wish the company could have come up with something that was, you know.
Mm-hmm. More American.
English based.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? Like a British sound? Hello, 99.1 WHFX.
Closer. Closer.
You're closer to that.
Closer to American. Yes.
Very good.
Oh,
mijo.
Much closer.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, see, my nostalgia is really going way back. That's not recently, because I didn't listen like everybody else. I didn't listen recently. But it's, you know, it's something where you go back long enough. And I remember when it was really a cool radio station.
Yep.
I mean, and you know that radio station hasn't been... cool for what, 15 years?
Yeah, long time. Well, one more brief moment with the brand new format.
Oh, my old slapback.
Too late, my friend.
Corporate sent word today. First of the year, we're switching over to easy listening.
Switching to Mexicans.
Well, so we still got time to change our minds.
Bum, there's nothing I'd like better than to see you back where you belong. You know that.
So what's the problem?
The problem is I needed you to be the nasty guy I brought up here from Fort Wayne. Guy, tell the hitman's heart out to be number one.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, Kevin, I'm that guy, all right? So call corporate and tell them to hold their horses.
That's right.
We can do this.
Hold their horses.
Yeah?
HF Baz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, gentlemen.
Yeah.
The bum is back.
There you go. Go kick some ass.
Hey. Yeah, it's nice to be back with you. Que pasado.
At least with the exception of the sports junkies, who were really not disc jockeys, which is why I'm so fond of them.
Right.
At least we'll lose, this is one thing, we'll lose that annoying, I'm too important to be on the radio tone. You know that, hey, what's happening? 99.1, HFS, yeah, that's some left field. I'm Bobby, I'm here, it's Monday, it's HFS, you know, that whole,
yeah. The way people
shut up.
You know, they talk about pukers, the guys that get on and go, hey,
yeah, why are you shut up?
That's just as phony.
Yeah, Dick Cheney.
Sure. Too cool for school. And for a while, remember, they had the guy who pretended to be Irish.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Was he pretending?
I always felt that he was, yeah.
I'm pretending to be Irish.
And always with disc jockeys, they would just come on and go, HFS, Squid. Which would be the DJ's name. HFS, it's Squid. Sunday get together. Thought we'd open up the block of rock. Unleash this on you. Yeah, because that's how I'm feeling on a Sunday with a Squid on 99.1. Hey, listen. If you don't like it, go to hell. We're the true alternative. Yeah, screw establishment. HFS. You know, come on.
Them.
Please. Hey, come on, you jerk.
Nation lost its mind when they let Weasel go.
You jerk.
I used to love listening to Weasel, man.
Some idiot playing a record that some corporate guy has researched out the Wahoo.
Right.
Come on, I got it. Hey, all right, man, I'm feeling kind of rebellious tonight. I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to do a block of Ozzy. HFS.
Well, it's gone now.
Yeah. See ya.
Don't make a memory.
Gone forever.
Look at that. Now we don't even care. Screw them.
Adios.
That's what I say. Out with the old, in with the new. Bring the gypsies in. Will the gypsies be coming to the next big infinity get-together?
John, that's out with the old, in with the nuevo.
Well, let me just say hello to you.
Well, hello there.
It's a guessing game. Hola. This is Senor Scott Giannone.
And I'm Hefe Drysdale.
Three of them for you today.
Really? Do we have to guess again?
Yes, you do. You're guessing on each one of the three.
Very good. I'm ready and waiting.
What barnyard animal makes the most controversial films?
Which one?
Michael Moore.
Ooh.
Okay.
Vote now, please.
Who did it?
Yeah.
The Service. The Service.
Robbie.
Me.
Hello.
The Service.
What psychic singer is always hanging around in bars?
Which one?
Neon Warwick. Answer, please, Bud.
I'll say it was Rob. I'll say Rob on this.
I said
The Service.
Right, Buzz. Rob wrote that one.
You know, when you do your buzzer and your dinger wrong when you do that.
Why is that?
Because you gave Buzz. Buzz did it last, you see.
Well, but you're
it
sitting...
It confuses me and I get excited and think I won.
No, you're sitting on my right and that's fine. It has nothing to do with who answers when. It's.
I would just think that the dinger should come... Whatever sound is appropriate for the individual should come close to them. You know what I mean?
Now I'm totally confused.
Final one.
Uh-huh.
What chubby actor can't get enough water?
Which one?
Thirsty Alley. Thirsty Alley. Okay, that's it. I'm out. Buzz.
Service.
Mike.
Rob.
Mike, you won.
Oh, Rob wrote all three of them.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
There you go, Rob.
Wow. Thank you.
I don't know whether to thank you or smack you.
I know. I'm going to stay away from you.
I'll say hey now.
Hey now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's get restarted in here.
And you know the disc jockeys I'm talking about. Oh, they would always have on black T-shirts. Look like if they were in mall rats. Stocking cap. What do they know?
Transmitiendo desde la ciudad capital de América. Esta es tu nueva radio. 99.1.
Right, okay. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there. Okay. Hi, Donovan.
Hi there.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There Robbie's thing right here.
It's the true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of faith. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been? How have you been?
Thirsty Alley. That's terrific. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Legendary. Uh-huh. And all the ships at sea.
Yeah.
Proudly broadcasting in English, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Robbie, thank you.
Hello.
And hold on, we need some fake applause.
Hello.
It's the Don and Mike Show. Let's get retarded in here. New episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
01-1205.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Right. Don and Mike Show. New episode. It's Wednesday. It's January 12th. 20-05, 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada. From Mexico.
Mexico.
It's the bum.
Yes. Call us if you have the blues.
800-636-1067 and Washington, D.C. on WJFK. Our phone number is 202-432-1067. Got a lot of stuff I'd like to discuss. I see all of the phones are seriously going crazy, and they're all from, like, the D.C. area code.
Yeah, everybody wants to talk about this.
About HFS. Well, maybe just for a second. I don't know. These are not screened. I don't know what's happening. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes,
turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down, please.
Sorry about that, guys.
All right, you're on with the bum.
Hey, dude, seriously, the junkies are gone?
Pardon?
On HFS, you were serious. The junkies are, like, just history?
Well, I mean, the station...
They blew up the station, right.
At what time was it? 12 noon today they changed it?
Yeah, right.
This morning, they said nothing.
Well, that's because they knew nothing. This is how radio operates. You're gonna
you said, how could that happen? How could they know nothing?
I want to tell you something. I've been through this in my career.
Well, there are two options. They either knew nothing or... they were, you know, they were good at keeping it a secret.
Now, see, if they...
Oh, not those guys. You know better than that.
Yeah, okay, right, whatever.
Friends of theirs.
Whatever, dude. I've been through that before where I've heard about it, and, you know, what can you do? What can you do? Well, there's a couple of things you can do.
You've done them, too. Which is, you've done all couple.
Which is where they, that's why they like to keep everything quiet. You know, that's what's happening there. What is this? Hello, Jerry, Don and Mike show. Jerry.
Ray, where am I going to hear Loveline now?
Hey, listen, I don't give a crap. And then what's that show doing on the radio anyway, for God's sakes? We got to clean up. Do you realize if we did a show at 10 o'clock at night, I guess we could do anything we want?
Pretty much, Safe Harbor.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Loveline will now be in Spanish.
Excellent.
Enjoy it.
Diablo Español.
Enjoy it, because all of the dirty words are going to still be in English.
That will make it a little hotter.
Can I end there? Don and Mike show. Hello.
Enfermo de la cabeza.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Blair.
Yes, Blair. How's your project?
Josh. It's Josh.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, Blair.
Okay, well, I'm just calling. I can't believe it. It's like I grew up in Northern Virginia on HFS. It's like a cultural icon.
Listen, enough of this. You know, we said what we wanted to say about it. You listeners, I don't want this to turn into a tribute show for a radio station that got like a 0.7 share in the ratings.
Yeah, I mean, if everybody's going to make a big deal about it, why didn't you listen to it when it was, when it was broadcast?
Screw it. If anybody's going to be sentimental about it, we will, and we already did. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we've moved past that now.
Yeah.
I'm embracing the Mexicans now.
Absolutely.
Come on. Bring them over.
Bueno.
Bring them over.
Muy bueno.
Bring them over.
Sure.
Lock your hubcaps.
Make some drinks.
Air Race 2.
Yeah, whatever, Mike. Whatever you said. bring them over. Get them on a lawnmower. Get them on the tractor.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Listen, don't do this to me. You're in my country. Speak my language.
You know what I just said.
No, I don't.
I asked you your name.
Johnny Patriot.
You're supposed to say, Me amo Juani Patriot.
My name is Johnny Patriot.
Johnny Patriot.
Johnny Q.
Johnny Q.
JQP.
John Q. Patriot.
So last night, I had, hold on, here's an update. There's nothing to do with Washington, D.C. This is from Austin, Texas.
Ah.
Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Can you still say Bueno Arbusto?
Sure.
Yeah, I just want to check on them. You guys are finally up live.
Oh, God.
Wait, hold on. You're in an awful cell.
Look at the bars on your phone. That's why they're there.
Christmas. I got 5, 6, just bad AT&T.
Okay, now we can hear you. Okay.
You're back on live for the first time, I guess, within a year. We've had you back in Austin. They've been delaying you, either playing you at 10 in the morning from the day after.
We had thought that the station had stopped doing that.
And then they put you on at 10 at night.
Uh-huh.
And now, just as of today, you guys are live.
Well, today we're live in Austin, Texas.
Okay, well, there you go. A reason to live. Thank you, my friend.
All right, everybody, that was one of the fattest cities in America.
It was.
I mean, I'm a fat guy. I can say that. I was reading up on it, and they're up there with Houston.
Hello there, another Don and Mike affiliate city.
Yeah.
Another city tonight loaded with Spanish speakers.
Yeah, well, they said that Houston and Austin, two of the fattest cities in America. Yeah.
That's true. How will alternative stations manage in those cities?
I have no idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
I just wanted to thank you for the show that you guys put on. I had to drive from Roseville to shoot Morgantown, West Virginia, to take my husband to the federal jail there, and you guys are the only bright spot in my evening.
Sure.
Hold on.
And
we have questions.
And what is it that your husband does at the jail?
What does he do there? Well, right now...
Does he live there?
He does as of today.
Oh, you mean...
Oh, you just took him today.
If you're taking somebody to jail, aren't they normally transported by the authorities?
Actually, no. He's been on self-surrender since March. He was just called into service time.
You have to report. Oh, he was under house arrest?
No. He had freedom to go anywhere he wanted. He just...
How long is he going to be in the joint?
Well, he was sentenced to 70 months, but after programs and different things for cooperating...
Can you break that? I mean, convey the greater impact...
That's 5 years.
That's 5 years,
five
isn't it?
5 years, yeah. So, you're telling us...
Did he do something really bad?
It's just a big group conspiracy charge.
But you're telling us right now, you're a free agent. You're out there getting it done.
You can't be, you can't be expected to, you know, keep the home fires burning for 5 years.
My God, 70 months.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
How can you make it through 70 minutes? 70 seconds?
You're
on I-70.
Would you mind if I asked you a question?
No, I don't have a problem.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I've heard Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates.
Wow. Okay, it's been nice talking to you. That's me. That's me signing off.
Wait, Phoebe Cates, like that's from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, you know
who you think it was?
Who's the chick that sang Poetry Man?
You mean Phoebe Snow?
No. Yeah.
Oh. God,
don't make that mistake again.
That's what I thought.
That's
a dangerous mistake.
No, Phoebe Cates.
Swear to God,
Phoebe
Snow. I was thinking that. You know that woman
You're the Poetry Man.
Yes. No. Ma'am, over the next 5 years, 10 months, will you be visiting the conjugal visit trailer?
They don't have conjugal visits anymore.
Oh, they don't?
Oh, my.
You're a woman, flesh and blood.
Isn't Morgantown, isn't that that's a federal pen, right?
And that's where Don Knotts was born.
In Morgantown?
Oh, shut up.
It's true.
Jeez. Okay, all right, shut up.
He just can't help himself.
Just learn that stuff in Spanish.
Smart as embarrassed.
Senor Knotts.
Listen, Alexis, thank you.
No problem, thanks,
thank
guys.
You. Thank you for the call, darling.
Getting a hot call from a lady that's just dumped her hubby in prison.
No. That's where Don Knotts was born.
Hello, Jeff. Don and Mike show. Jeff.
Don, mucho gusto.
Right. You're welcome. Right. Hola.
Hey, Austin isn't fat. It's San Antonio that you're thinking of. Austin's really fit.
No, I think it was...
Made the top 25 for sure. I'll check the list. I think they're even higher than that.
Yeah, I think they're up there.
I think you're wrong.
I know you're
wrong. What do you base your information on?
All the pretty women here in Austin. University of Texas in Austin.
It's a college town, but on average, you know, per capita, there's more fat there than...
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Almost anywhere.
The prairie sky. So what do you have to say now, smart guy?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
I have nothing else to say. San Antonio Spurs rock.
Right deep in the heart. Go to hell.
Reminds me of...
He likes the women, he likes the Spurs.
One I love.
Drop dead right now in Texas. Okay, everybody on the telephone. Jeff.
Everybody's all excited, Don.
Just chill. We'll get to you in a second. We have to do a phone scan early.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
All the phones are just hopping. I want to tell you something creepy. Oh, also, first note, www.donamikewebsite.com. Mm-hmm. Today we'll be taking a digital picture of Rob's hair.
Oh, good.
That we will put into the daily log segment so you can actually see. The webmaster says we're getting flooded with emails about that.
Rob, I promise I will pay you tomorrow.
Okay, that's cool.
And,
I forgot
about that.
I totally forgot. Then come on now, you don't have anything to do with it.
This is creepy. Now I've had the video game thing where you can play online with people. Oh. I've had this Xbox thing.
and have you done it?
Well, I did it and then I got creeped out by it. And then here's the thing. My kid got it for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So he calls me up last night and he says, Dad, let's play. I set it up for you. I say, okay. He's walking me through the steps with the Xbox. Mm-hmm. And he said, now, I'm going to hang up the telephone, put on the headset. Mm-hmm. I said, how am I going to hear you? He said, through the internet. I say, okay. So I hang up the telephone, and the video game is going in my house. And pretty soon it says, Bart has logged on. And I hear inside the headset, hey, Dad, can you hear me? And I say, hey, this is cool.
Yeah.
Come on, Dad, pick a team. Are you going to be the Packers? What team are you going to be? So I knew that it had this capability, but I didn't
that's
know.
That's cool, though. That's neat.
So I played the game with my kid, mm-hmm. and then he had to go do something, and I said, okay, I'll see you later. And then I thought, what the hell? I'm going to go into one of these rooms.
I would no more do that.
I'm going to go into one of these rooms, and I'm going to, you know, you can build my record up.
You're going to find, like, John Wayne Gacy in there playing the game.
And, you know, you go, and this is where it's creepy, that you go into this area, and there are four or five different rooms in this Madden game Xbox Online. Right. There's, like, beginner, professional.
You know, sometimes I think about you and me, and I think about the differences between us. And, you know, you talk about being shy. That, to me, is the ultimate non-shyness to a... You know, to just walk into a room, you know, you don't know. You know,
no, but here's the thing that got creepy, that I I go into the menu part where I go in the room where it says beginners, where I've always, that's where I've played these games before. But I've never done it with the headphones,
right,
with the headset on. So anyway.
Now do you have a little microphone with it too?
So yeah, there's a microphone. So you know, that's how Bart could speak to me. It's like the Madonna thing, like the Time Life operator.
Sure,
thing.
Okay.
Right. So you've got this lightweight thing on your head and you're
it
playing.
It comes with the game system?
Yes, it comes with Xbox Live.
Wow.
And I had never used this little talkie thing.
Right.
So I go into one of these rooms because now I'm all hot to play a game, right? I don't want to play against the computer. I wanted to play against a real guy.
Need more.
So I go into the room and you have to click on all these different usernames, which all look scatological, or either scatological or like football worshipper type. You know?
Uh-huh.
But I click on some guy's name. It's like Walter Payton Forever. That's the guy's name, right? Okay. So I click on it and say, you know, would you like to challenge him to a game? And it says, I say, yes. So, okay, you pick your teams. Now I'm sitting there and I'm starting the game.
With your headset.
With the headset on, not thinking about it. I start the game and I kick off to the guy, and the guy, he's the Kansas City Chiefs. And Dante Hall gets the ball. And the guy, he runs it back for a touchdown. And I'm sitting there, I go, oh, crap. That's really what I said. Oh, crap. And then I hear, hey, yeah, that was a pretty good run back, huh? You had your entire defense shifted to the right. The left was wide open. And I said, while I'm wearing the headset, who is this? I swear to God, I'm such an old man. The guy says, I'm Walter Payton Forever. And I'm not going to give you my screen name now so you
right,
know who I am.
Okay.
He says, I'm Walter Payton Forever. How about you, Packer fan one? And I said, hold on, wait a minute, hold on. You can hear me? And he said, yeah, would you rather do this without speaking? And, you know, I said, yeah, I think I probably would.
Hello, friend.
And then he said,
you've made a new friend.
All right, I'm disconnecting now. And then I said, okay, thanks. And he said, in the future, you might want to put in your profile that you either do or don't want to talk.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Learn the etiquette.
Thanks, Mr. Gacy. All right, thanks, Mr. Bundy.
Yeah.
And then, meanwhile, I'm obligated.
It's all about the game, and, of course, when talking, it makes you uncomfortable.
I'm obligated to play the entire game with this guy because, like, it goes into your permanent record and everything.
Uh-huh. Oh, I would more do that. Oh, I would do that in a million years.
You ask my wife. She came downstairs last night, and she said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm playing a game with some guy, and like he's talking to me on this.
You keep playing until Walter Payton Forever ends up on your doorstep with a chainsaw in his hand.
Hi, I'm Walter Payton Forever. Didn't want to talk to me, huh?
I mean, I know I'm so behind the curve on this.
Your head back to Chicago, where I can talk to it all the time.
This product has been out for years. I've had it for years.
Uh-huh.
I just never used the little headset.
Then I'm going to cut your feet off, and I'm going to make them dance. I'm Walter Payton Forever, and you should have talked to me.
Yeah.
You embarrass me.
And I played with another guy after that,
uh-huh.
And then it was like after 10 o'clock.
Yeah. How many hours did you play with strangers?
Over 2 hours. It was after 10 o'clock.
Wow. 2 hours of playing with strangers. never fail to amaze me.
30 minutes were played with my kid.
Right.
Then like 90 minutes playing with strangers.
90 minutes total strangers.
90 minutes with strangers.
Do you think you'll find friends that you'll enjoy playing games with more?
I want to tell you something sick. I did not do it this morning. But when I got up this morning, I got up very early and I do all my stuff that I do for the show. And I get on the treadmill, do all that boring stuff. I had some time. And I sat down and I thought about it. I thought
about it.
What kind of freaking loser is going to be sitting in front of their Xbox at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning?
Oh, they're out.
And
there. Did you check it out?
I fought the urge, Mike.
Good. You know, that's right. Well, you'll do it tomorrow.
I feel like an alky who's walking by the wine closet and going, it's right there and I could drink it, but I'm choosing not to.
Well, that's a good thing. I'd
like
continuous updates on how this is going.
I'll tell you.
Are you going to the picnic?
I know. It's creepy.
Yeah, a little.
It's And it's so creepy that there's a part that I mentioned this, that there's also a window on the beginning screen where somehow if you have a laptop or something, you like type in challenges that appear to other people, and it's all like Spike 782 says, I will kill you, letter U, and then exclamation points.
Hey, number one Packer fan, are you going to the ice cream social? We're getting together at the Courtyard by Marriott in St. Louis.
Time for a phone scan. 877-365-3636. Live calls, unscreened calls. We'll take them right after
this. This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
There's something happened to them, man.
Come on, Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. See that sign?
No shirt, no shoes,
no tie. Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Megalomaniacal Monday, Tenacious Tuesday, Wild and Wacky Wednesday, Tropic Thursday, and Frantic Friday. Hi, I'm Weasel from 99.1 WHFS, and I never listen to Don and Mike. My program director won't let me. And besides, they have funny voices and never play the Dead Milkmen.
There we go.
A good segue.
Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
Right.
Don't pull your love.
That was a mess coming out of our logo break here at the Washington station.
A little computer glitch did we have there?
Yeah, Rob just said to me, there's no commercial playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do. We got like 20 seconds. I keep saying, how long? How long?
Yeah.
Keep saying, I'm working on it. So we just kept playing jingles over and over.
Come on.
Maddening. If you're out there listening in your car, all you heard was this. Over and over.
We used to have that, please stand by. Remember Don Pardo we used to have?
Yeah, we still got that somewhere.
Maybe we should keep that handy.
Stay tuned for Jeopardy.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Oh, listen, your calls are the phone scan, 877-365-3636. There's really nothing wrong with the radio.
That's right.
This is a tape, an old tape.
Funny.
Good tape.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Why, this tape has been with me longer than my wife.
Wow.
I'm serious.
Wow.
I think I got it off like a national...
We expect to resume normal broadcasting shortly.
Off a National Lampoon record. Sometime back in the 70s.
Wow.
Be sure to stay tuned for Jeopardy.
Jeopardy, right. There you go.
Tom Pardo.
Phone scan, 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. These are live on-screen calls. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, there's a rumor here in Baltimore that the Out Lunch crew might pick O'Reilly's spot in D.C.
You know, this is something that I wouldn't be opposed to. There's a lot of good people that work between all these radio stations that this company owns. But the problem is, you've got the big blowhard.
Mm-hmm.
And again, mm-hmm. Who could I be talking about?
I don't know.
Even myself, I could be in that category. So you got O'Reilly, at least on this station, and. The way that it's been explained to me, and it's never really been explained to me, is...
He's a little locked up, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they can just move him out.
The last general manager sold one of his children or something. Yeah. The deal was, you run Bill O'Reilly, and if we don't run the show, then you can take my child and put him into slave labor.
Well, the way I understand it is it's the most ironclad contract of all time.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing very well, thank you.
Hey, I got one of those wacky Jap clocks to play for you.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
Okay. What do you think? You're the connoisseur. Is it a good wacky...
I like it.
Good wacky Jap clock?
I need a wacky voice on it.
Oh,
there it is. There's the good morning.
Nice and clear. Good morning, Rob.
It was kind of like,
I was having that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, phone scan. Hi.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, 99.1, you just played a little thingy on it. Have you listened to that today?
What? Have you listened to the show at all today?
I'm sorry, sir. I just...
Eject, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, did you know that Elvis's mother was...
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm sorry. I was just rude to him because I could be.
Did you know what he was going to say?
No.
Yeah, now I'm dying of curiosity.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Did you know that Elvis's mother was...
Was a what?
Lesbian?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. See, the thing is, you people test my patience.
Mm-hmm.
If a line is open and no one says anything, you got to come in and grab our attention, or we move on.
Hello.
You're a complicated lad.
Hello, you're on the air.
Radio Gods. Am I on?
See? He just missed the cut.
Tried our patience.
Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Guys?
Yes?
What's up, man? Oh, man, I love you guys. This is the first time I've gotten through in friggin' years. Hey, Don, I want to ask you a question. What did you think it meant when you put on headset for Xbox Live? What did you think that meant?
Probably the end of my social life.
Dude, my buddy brought his over this weekend for the first time ever. I played Xbox Live also, and I was flipping out when all these voices...
Okay.
He's a big
we heard enough of that big, sweaty guy.
It's like one of those sex party lines.
You know, that's exactly how I felt. Do you remember back in the day of the, what was it? Was it 8? What was it? It was 699. What was it? It was some prefix.
976.
Thank you, Robbie. It was 9. If you would call a 976 number, he was a subscriber, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Rob knew him by heart.
You bet I was too, man.
Where
you would call. You would call that 976 thing, and you'd think you'd have something going. It was before. It was like really 99 cents a minute. Who knows? But you'd be talking, and then all of a sudden you would hear, "Hello," and there'd be other guys on the line.
Yeah, what are you wearing right now?
Yeah, same. The Xbox is just one-on-one, as far as I can tell.
Can you play any game on the Xbox?
Man-on-man.
You can play, doesn't have to be Madden.
No, you can play Halo. You can play a bunch of different games.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, have you played Halo 2 yet?
No, I'm not into, I'm not into the killing, sir. I'm just into the football.
I have Halo 2, and I have played it, and I enjoy it.
It's excellent online. Hey, Don.
Yes.
Don't talk back to me.
Randy,
all right,
Johnson.
Randy Johnson. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hey, yeah, this is Walter Payton, 30 or forever.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Hello.
Nicely
there.
Done.
Phone scan. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you are on the air.
Awesome. How have you been? This is Natasha from lamely titled Spike Radio in Las Vegas.
Right, for a minute, I thought it was Nancy O'Dell, and I thought, didn't we swap her out for Billy Bush?
Oh, I think they're kind of rotating, and we got Billy Bush now, but Nancy hopefully could come back, and this lady sounds like...
I don't hope Nancy O'Dell comes back. I mean, she's nice enough.
Yeah. Right, but I was just being polite.
I know you were.
I probably didn't need to be.
You're being nicer than I am, certainly, you are.
I figured, you know, it wasn't that bad. We got kind of a fun relationship with Billy Bush. Yeah.
Please, God. Her arm could be on fire on the telephone, and she'd go, "Well, Donna, Mike, everything's great in Hollywood."
She's very nice.
She is.
She is very nice.
She's good. Easy.
Certainly easy on the
eye. Easy on the eye. Mind reader.
And guys, I wanted to let you know that not everyone's a Goomba like those two guys had on the phone yesterday from Las Vegas.
Okay.
So you're not a Goomba? You're not a Goomba?
I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Goomba.
Was that the only thing you were going to call and say?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah,
okay, good job.
Not a good call. Not a good call at all.
Are you a showgirl?
Am I a showgirl? No, I wish.
Yeah, me too.
Is your name Lola?
On the weekend.
On the weekend. Okay.
Right. Kidding.
She's a comedy sponge. She just sucks it up and destroys it.
Maybe we'll see her on CSI one of these weeks.
Well, one of the letters.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Wow.
Ooh. Hola, amigos.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hola, amigos.
Okay.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Radio Corleone's.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey. If you end up with any spare Mexicans hanging around out down there, send them out to Lodi, California. It's time to prune my vineyard, man.
Listen to this guy. Who has
music. Did you hang up on him?
Yeah.
He had a little music going right there.
I was watching one of the West Coast feeds this morning, and it's not tsunami-like, but the mudslides out in California.
Oh, yeah, it's causing a lot of religious television broadcasters to comment on the fact that maybe this is the beginning of the end.
Oh, and I saw it on KNBC, the NBC affiliate today, where they mentioned it almost mockingly at the very end of the newscast. And then, you know, because you always got to cover your ass, the anchor with the silver hair says, "And, of course, just in case, we're just kidding." That's the latest. And meanwhile, they're showing the death and destruction behind them. And at least the way it's presented in Southern California, Los Angeles television, hey, it's a show. Hey, we got 10 more dead over here in some canyon. And look at this. I'm standing in front of this house. And if one more beam breaks,
I watched that on the West Coast feed, where one of the reporters said, "They've informed us that the ground we're standing on could be under 10 feet of mud any moment."
And I'm watching this saying, I pray it happens right now. While this idiot reporter, who, and I know it's Los Angeles, they don't get bad weather, but it's like 50 degrees and raining. Mm-hmm. He's got on his L.L. Bean parka. He's got on the gloves. He's got on the News Center 4, one of the things on the ears, the earmuffs.
And it is definitely local news at its most carnivorous, where, you know, get that camera. Get the father that just lost his wife and three kids, which actually happened today, and get that camera. Get that camera 2 inches from his face. Yes, fantastic.
And this one, I can't find fault with, because I buy into it every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's this angle where they show you the picture like of a beach in Malibu or something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they say, this is the world's most beautiful, most expensive real estate.
Yeah.
These people live extraordinary lives that we could only dream of. And then in the next moment they go, and now look what's happening to them. The houses are getting set to slide off the side of the earth. And what they're saying on one hand is, you know, we should feel compassion, but they set it up by saying, hey, listen, you know how everybody else seems to have everything?
Right.
Well, how about all these rich Hollywood people who have the houses in the hills? Hey, look, this one's about to fall down.
Take a look at this one. There's a billionaire. It's going into the sea. You know, this is not necessarily funny, but it is interesting. It's what Buzz was saying to me, I think, outside yesterday when Smoker's Corner,
right,
and I'm ratting you out there, that the tsunami might actually have affected the world's weather pattern.
They think it's permanently changed the weather in some parts of the world, and at least until the next major catastrophe comes along. But yeah, permanent change.
I mean, when you look at it, and the fact that they're getting 19 feet of snow in certain parts of California, it's going to be 65 here tomorrow.
Or you believe those dudes with the crazy hair on TV, wearing the white suits, you know, this is Jesus saying that the end is near.
I'm asking you
to get your Visa and your MasterCard now.
Yeah.
Have you seen the death and destruction? It can strike anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Why, just today in Lanham, Maryland, four young men in the prime of their broadcasting lives were killed. Not literally, of course.
We hope they're resurrected soon. We do indeed. Amen. I won't buy the apocalypse theory until we see bugs. And I think you got to have some insect tragedy.
Yes. Right.
You know, I believe in that whole locust thing. You
the
know.
Last mudslide.
Frogs come first.
Do frogs come before bugs?
I haven't read the Bible in so long.
No, right. You don't worry if you see frogs. You start worrying when you see lots of bugs.
Okay, and I don't understand. Either one, I don't understand. The scientific thing that where the tidal wave might have affected the world's weather.
Oh, and also when dogs go crazy and horses go crazy.
Right.
You got to know. Go the other way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We should ask Joe Witte.
Just shut up.
What's wrong with you today?
You know,
I must
today,
be the tsunami.
Today,
what?
You are like a walking stop sign today.
No.
Really, you open your mouth and
I'm an accelerator.
You stop the show.
Joe Witte.
The tsunami has changed his comedy pattern forever.
Is that a bad thing?
No.
Joe Witte's a hack. You shouldn't mention Joe Witte's name on the show.
Don't you wish we had statistics that we could flash up, computerized statistics, where Rob would say something and we get an immediate percentage of the audience that knows what he's talking about?
This would be like, he's a hair lip hack.
Joe Witte.
He might be crippled. I really think so.
That's where Barney Fife was born.
Hello. Back to the phones again we go.
Joe?
Now that we ever stopped. Hello?
Speak okay. To us.
All right, hello. Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Buzz?
Hey, yes.
It puts the lotion on.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Hello there, Donaldo E. Miguel. Don and Mike show,
you know,
in English.
I hate it when people don't correctly quote movies. It's it puts the lotion on its body or else it gets the hose again.
You are such a stickler.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You don't know what pain is.
Just keep hanging up. Hello, Don and Mike.
Uh-oh.
Or is this, now this is either a case of bad breath or a problem with the telephones.
Well,
hello.
We've had some other computer issues today.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Well, there it is. Okay, now the yellow light's on. Sorry about it. Maybe it was my breath. Oh. Nope, still works. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
For a minute, I thought it didn't work after I breathed on it. Like, these microphones would be bad breath sensitive.
You just hear the sound of a guy falling.
What can we do for you?
Hey, no, I wanted to inform our Canadian listeners that they can purchase AdSense in Canada. I purchased mine.
So you can actually walk into a store and buy it in Canada.
Well, it's called an LBC. It's where they sell liquor. They don't sell beer. They have a beer store.
Okay.
And a liquor store.
Right. All right. Cool.
So if you go to the liquor store, you can buy it.
All right, Buzz, when are you going to Canada, Buzz?
I'll be leaving this evening. It brings up a good question.
Take a Greyhound.
Not that I'm eager, and I know he did just a short time ago.
Like, not for a while.
Oh, that's when he's over it.
Yeah,
that's when we're not going to get to it. That's like the teacher saying, you know, what does a parent say? We'll see.
Yeah, we'll
see. That's a we'll see.
We'll see.
Be good and we'll see.
God, man, that's a drag.
Yeah, you really made me feel like a jerk parent. We've only been back for 3 days, Mike.
Yeah, you know when I brought it up to Buzz?
When?
I think during a break on Monday's show.
The first show.
You've actually mentioned it on the air since we've been back. This would be the second time you've brought it up.
Well, the caller brought it up, though.
Yes, well, that's true.
So that doesn't count.
That's true. But this is the first time I formally asked when we're going to formally.
What do you think about February?
What do you think about this? An absent show on Monday. On a holiday. On a company holiday.
Done. I'll be at home.
No.
But I'll do it. I'll
you'd have to come in.
I'll try to record it.
You'd have to come in. No, I'm kidding. We'll do it. We got to get some more of the stuff. We don't have a lot of absinthe right now.
Yeah. At one point, I think you were saying we'd kind of do them on a semi-regular basis.
I know. I know, Mike.
It's such good stuff.
I know it is.
It really is. Such big fun.
I know. It's great fun. We'll get you something you can go home and enjoy.
And one of these shows, though, if we do the absinthe show again.
Yes.
You know, someone's going to just overstep the boundaries. That's what's going to happen. Because we're becoming too comfortable with it. That's when it gets dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. I know you are.
Technically, I'm just trying to sell you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, congratulations on your move to satellite radio.
Yeah, thank you. We're jacked about it. What can we do for you?
Hey, Buzz, did you see Randy Johnson on Letterman last night?
No, I haven't seen it back yet.
No, okay. No, I'm just checking.
Was he
you have
good?
Any idea who Randy Johnson is? No, it was pretty worthless.
That's a fair question for Buzz.
Yes, and thank you.
Oh, hey. Buzz with some attitude. Like that, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I'm waiting in line here for my HF Mexible tickets. I wonder if you want any.
Hold on. Did he say HF
Mexible?
Yeah, Mexible.
Mexible.
It's going
to
be great.
I think it should be HF Mexico.
You know, I can't give that a full chime. I can only give that.
Buzz has it.
A ding. What is it, Buzz?
HF Fiesta. HF Fiesta.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hola. Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi. We're doing great. Thank you.
I read over the Christmas break that you guys are the number one rated all-black comedy talk show. I wondered if that means that all you guys are African-American or just... You have the largest following of African Americans.
We are all African Americans.
We are, and anybody in the African American community would know that.
Say it loud.
Is BA black?
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. And beautiful.
Say it loud.
Is that part of the criteria of you guys hiring her?
We are black and proud.
But she happens to be black, and everybody on the show does. We didn't specifically pick her just because she's black.
I should be honest. Rob Spiewak is 50% Cherokee.
Yes, Cherokee
Indian. Have you always been black?
Get out of here, would you? Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
I converted.
Oh, my gosh.
Go to our website. The name of our website should not be DonandMikeWebsite.com. It should be These Guys Are White.
Yes, tragically
the
white.
The whitest guys in America. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Hi.
I cannot believe it. I finally got through you guys.
Okay.
This is so cool. Can I talk to each and every one of you?
No. Thank you. Hi. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don't abuse the privilege.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How much longer can we get to the Max Headroom days when Rob makes a clever aside and
You guys could look at the ratings right up on the Max Headroom board there.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah,
if
how about
just
that?
Just like the bum says.
How about Hey, the bum.
Oh, the ratings are going up.
We might have to do that again in a second. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on? I'm calling 100.
Come on. Eat one.
Hey,
hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, guys? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
Hello.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Yes, we're doing great. Hello. Please speak.
How's Buzz?
He's pissed. He doesn't say it, but he gets pissed when the phone scan doesn't move at a proper speed.
When it doesn't
speed.
Go well. When it doesn't entertain me.
Well, Buzz, I'm wondering, could you talk sexy to me?
No, that's
no.
Disturbing. No, I really can't.
Because he's pissed at you. Hello, no. Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yes.
Don and Mike radio show.
Go ahead, sir.
I have a question for Mrs. Elston's husband.
Why does everybody want to get so freaking familiar with us? Okay,
it's not us.
You have a question.
They don't want to get familiar with us. They want to get familiar with Buzz, Mrs. Elston's husband.
Go ahead. Just say, I got a question for Buzz.
Okay, I wondered,